Dynasty Refinery Podcast, your home of in-depth dynasty analysis with your host, Michael Royer, and co-host, Jared Fox. Prepare for content to drop in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Dynasty Refinery Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Royer. Joining me as always is my co-host, Jared Fox. How you doing?
I'm decent, Mike. Decent.
Just decent today. Well, you should be fantastic. Do you know why?
Why's that?
The NFL draft. Mm. By the time this pod is released, will be less than a week away.
Yeah, I feel like a kid on Christmas morning waiting for that, you know?
It is. You run down there, you know, you're in your pajamas, you run down, you see what's going on. And most of the people around the world are in their pajamas because they're quarantined and just don't care. They're just drinking and, you know, they don't have sports, they don't have work. We're all excited for the NFL draft.
Absolutely.
And the purpose of this episode is it's a mailbag episode, and we wanted you guys to send in, you know, some questions that you guys have about your rookie picks. We've been really focusing this past several months here, obviously, on the rookie draft. You know, we've been watching the film. We've been seeing the trends. We're trying to see where guys are at. We're, you know, totally just taking in as much information as possible, passing it to you guys, and trying to make those educated guesses, because that's essentially what it is, you know. And that first round pick isn't always, you know, it's more like a 50% hit rate. In the second round, you know, it just keeps going down. But the more educated you are, the better chance you have at hitting. So we're going to go over some of these trades that you guys have sent in to us, and we're going to kind of assess them and give you, you know, our take on them all. So let's talk about the first one here. This is sent in by FF_CF Smith. He said he traded Miles Sanders, the 111, the 205 for Ezekiel Elliott. Doesn't say the direction on his team, but it's a 12-team super flex. 111, 205, Miles Sanders. Is that enough to move you to Ezekiel Elliott?
For me, it's not. And the reason is because I'm not as high on Miles Sanders as most are. I can imagine if you're one of those people that think that Miles Sanders is like a late second round startup guy, how you could justify it. But for me, it's not. I mean, Zeke is an absolute stud. He's going to be a stud for the next, you know, 3-4 years at least. Yeah. And Miles Sanders, there's some question marks. The 111, there's definitely some question marks. And at the 205, you don't even know. You know, you could hit, you might not. It's just like, if you don't hit on that 111 and that 205 and you just traded Miles for Zeke, I mean, that's rough.
What I like to do in these kind of situations is I like to look at my team and I say, if this guy is in this range, what would I do? And 111, you know, I tried to take this Miles Sanders, Justin Jefferson, and possibly, you know, Jordan Love. That's a situation that could happen for Zeke. So if I'm in a team that's contending, I mean, obviously I want Zeke, you know, but if I'm in a team where I'm maybe, you know, a little bit deeper. Now, this is a 12 team. If it was 14, 16 team, I might side with the picks. I'm still leaning slightly towards the Zeke side here, but this isn't a bad cash out if you're rebuilding, you know, and trying to build things up a little bit. Our next is actually sent in from someone that's in our Dynasty Refinery 2 Listener League. Ivid for you on a contender in a 12-team Superflex, 107 and 109 are Josh Jacobs. Now, it's a contending team, and we both have Josh Jacobs as a, you know, big-time breakout guy this year. Are you willing to give up the 107 and the 109, though?
Yeah, I'm taking Jacobs in that one. I love Jacobs. Like I said before, I think he could be a top-5 running back this year. I mean, I'm totally bought into him. I'd consider that being like giving up the 107, 109 for the 101, or, you know, close to that, which I would also do. 107, you're getting probably like a Jerry Jeudy or something, or an Akers, which is serious.
Yeah. And that's where both, that's who I was going to say. Jeudy, Akers, let's say that's who you get in this situation. You know, at 7-9. Depending on the landing spot there, I mean, Jacobs, we both think, is going to ball out this year and put himself in that round one startup kind of mentality.
Yeah. Give me the sure thing. Give me Jacobs in that one. Yeah.
But again, if this wasn't a contender, which he said it is, if it wasn't a contender, I'm not totally against that move. You know, you're going to get Jerry Jeudy, who's a future wide receiver one. If you're patient and you're rebuilding, that's not a bad trade. The next one, also from our Dynasty Refinery Listener League 2, at Breakout Rage sent out, this is a super flex, Ezekiel Elliott again, or the 106, Calvin Ridley, and a mid-21 first.
I'm taking Zeke. I mean, unless that 21 first becomes like a top-3 pick, I mean, that's a home run probably on the Zeke side, in my opinion. And I love Ridley this year. I think Ridley's going to have a big year, but I'm taking Zeke again.
I'm having a hard time. I'm a little bit less risk-averse when it comes to guys that have a bit of a track record. And I feel like Zeke is this is probably your last season to totally sell out for a big package on Zeke, I think. I think he's going to have another good year next year. I feel like he's, you know, clear-cut top five running back. This isn't bad, though. You know, the 106 is still in that hot range where I think this could be, if you're rebuilding, you know, this could be CeeDee Lamb, Calvin Ridley, and a 21 first in that top six range, which really would help build you for long term. So if you're rebuilding here, I feel like this isn't the worst possible package.
Or you could say like Dobbins is your running back replacement, then you get Ridley and a 21 first. A lot relies on that 21 first for me, though. We don't know what the potential is of it. Like if I'm looking at it and that team's horrible. If this was 106
or 108, would you take it?
You mean if the 21 this first year was the 108?
No, if it's 2020, 108. So 106, 108 this year and Ridley.
Because
that's still in that hotbed of that one, that top nine in Superflex.
Man, that's not horrible, but I think I'm still taking Zeke unless, like you said, I'm not a contender and I'm trying to build. All these are close enough.
Yep.
All these are close enough that it really could go either way. Yeah. So, I mean, we're looking at a lot of even value here, right, in my absolutely opinion. But and I think I'm taking Zeke still.
I asked for a little bit of context in this. He did tell me he is rebuilding, so, and he is a massive trader. We both know that.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy that likes to trade in volume like I do. So he might take that 106 and flip it for another 21 first and like the 109 or another player. And I feel like he's going to win in this side. But right now it feels like Zeke is a slight win here. But I'm saying if that's on Twitter, that's probably like a 60-40, 50-52-48, you know, something like that.
Right, yeah, because when I make a trade like that, I'm looking at like, all right, I can probably get a decent bit for the 106 when I'm on the clock. I like having Ridley. I'm going to turn those into something more, like you said. And yeah, no, you can definitely branch out on those trades and win them. But
just... Now, this one was sent in by one of my favorite Twitter handles of all time. It's Dynasty_DadFF. You might know him. He said 107 and 201 are Miles Sanders in a one quarterback league.
In a super flex league, this is probably not that far off, but in a one quarterback league, it's Miles Sanders all the way.
The Dynasty Dad approves. The next one, let's talk about Sports ENT. He sent this to me. He said, I have Alvin Kamara, and I was offered the 104 and the 109 in a one quarterback league. 12 team, one quarterback, 104, 109, or Alvin Kamara.
I got to go Alvin Kamara. That's what I said, too. His value's a little down.
If that was
right
the 102 and the 109, or the 102 and the 107, if I knew I was getting Taylor or Swift, I'm considering that. You know, I think Kamara's down. His value's a little down. He's in for a big-time touchdown positive regression. I feel like he's going to have a good year this year. But if that's 102, I'm probably taking it. If it's 104, I mean, you know, you're probably getting Dobbins, and at the 109, what are you getting? Ruggs? You know, like, it's not quite as sexy as if that was Superflex. It's a different game, you know, because then you're getting to a Burrow, Swift, or Taylor, and that's a different game.
Right, and think about it this way. I guarantee when you're in the season and it's like, you know, week six or something, you could get more than Dobbins and Justin Jefferson for Kamara all the way.
For sure. All right, next one. A very similar offer sent to me by Joe Smo Dynasty. He said Joe Mixon or the 103 and the 107 in a 10-team league?
Joe Mixon, because that'd be a stud-heavy league. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're talking 10, and that was my response on Twitter, too. I said, it's a 10-team league. You got to take, and in the Twitter poll, actually, 103 and 107 are winning because, you know, obviously everybody on Twitter just wants picks right now. So that's why we're trying to keep people level-headed. Joe Mixon, yes, there is a threat of him possibly holding out now. So, I mean, if that's really worrying you, okay, you know, you're going to get Dobbins and Judy here. That's a great cash out. But Joe Mixon is going to be, I mean, he's a round one startup pick. Yeah. You know, the 103 is probably around three or four, and seven is a little bit after that. So Joe Mixon, we're going to lean in that direction.
Showed you an interesting stat that he was the only running back in 2019 to have over 100 evaded tackles, just to show how good of a raw running back he is. Burrow coming to town, he should get a big uptick. And I think it's a great time to buy if people are down on him with the holdout talk.
That's evaded tackles, not to be confused with David Montgomery's broken tackles because he couldn't run away from anybody. This is actually evaded tackles. Big difference. Let's talk about the next one. At Dynasty Stew 02. That rhymes. That's pretty cool. We're talking about Kenny Galladay or the 108, 110 Superflex. And he was very specific. He said, 12-team Superflex, I'm in a win-now team. 108, yeah. 110, or Galladay.
That's tough because I want to give the value to the 108 side. But
you're going to get two really nice wide receivers there, yeah. That 108, 110.
Even like you could land like an Akers and then like a Jefferson for, yeah, Galladay. I like Galladay, but I got to go with that 108 side. I mean,
it's so difficult in a win now, but I also tend to agree. I'm almost looking at a lot of almost all the Superflex startup or Superflex mocks I'm seeing. Jerry Judy's fallen to 8.
Yeah.
So this could be Judy and Jefferson. That gives you two shots at a legit wide receiver to replace Kenny Galladay, who's going to turn 27 this year. And what I would suggest in this particular situation is potentially draft Jerry Judy and at the 110, flip that 110 for AJ Green and something else, you know, and now you have AJ Green, who's going to have a similar situation stats wise to Galladay if he stays healthy, and you get that young upside wide receiver of Jerry Judy, who, let's be honest, his upside is so much higher than Kenny Galladay's, you know, and I know a lot of people love Kenny Galladay, but I'm taking the package there.
Kenny Galladay was a guy you could get in third round of rookie drafts a couple years ago.
You should be able to trade for him for like a third round rookie pick, right?
I know, absolutely. That would make sense. But yeah, I don't know. This one isn't even like, I can see how it can be close, but in my opinion, it's not that close. I'm going the 108, 110 regardless.
All right. Let's talk Cash Reeves. All right. Cash Reeves sent a deal. This one Twitter has so one-sided, it's not even funny. So I had to talk about it. So it's Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins in a 12-team Superflex with a half-point PPR for Stafford, A.J. Brown, 108, 110. 12-team Superflex. What do you got here?
Oh, man. I think I'm going to go with... Dude, you're going to hate this one. I'm going the picks.
Right?
And A.J. Brown
I actually
Stafford.
Was leaning that way myself, and it was 32 to 68. 68%. Was for Watson and Hopkins. And then the other side, I mean, Stafford's going to give you 80% of what Deshaun Watson does if he stays healthy. So you're almost looking at, you know, if you go Stafford in the 108 for Watson and A.J. Brown in the 110 for Hopkins, those aren't deals that I hate. You know, there's so much potential here to take this and build a legit team based off of these four pieces here.
Yeah, that is a nice package to get right there. That can be like one of those league changers where, you know, you're insulating A.J. Brown. I love A.J. Brown, and maybe that's the reason that I'm picking that side. And like you said, Stafford is great too. He's going to put up not quite the production that Watson does, but enough that you can justify doing this, even if you're in a win now type of situation.
The problem for me was that it was like almost 60-40. And I'm looking at this as like, you know, Watson's worth three firsts and Hopkins is worth three firsts, but Stafford's worth more than one. AJ Brown's worth two, and you're getting an 8 and a 10 this year. I mean, there's just a lot of potential to win that trade. You know what I mean? And I'm not on the DeAndre Hopkins side that he goes to Arizona and improves. You know what I mean? I feel like his ceiling isn't going to go up from where it was the last several years, but he's still going to be a, you know, top 8 wide receiver year in and year out.
Right. For the next couple years. He's getting old.
Correct. This one's sent in from @CS_Orford. One quarterback league. Now, this is all picks. The 104 and the 208 or the 107 and the 109?
Man, that's another tough one. I think one QB league, I think I got to go with... I don't know. What are you going to say on this one?
Now, here's the thing. So I'm in a one quarterback league, you know, and we've already talked about it. I traded the 107 to get Miles Sanders because to me, that top four now, you know, when I look at Superflex drafts, I get all excited. It's, you know, 1 through 9, 1 through 10. Those are just sexy picks. And then I look into the one quarterback leagues, which I'm not in many of them. And I'm like, you know, it's Taylor, it's Swift, it's Dobbins, it's Lamb and Judy. And then that's your 6, and then Akers is in there, you know, and it's like, I don't know. Once you get to that 7, I mean, you're basically getting to a point where it's Cam Akers and maybe Jefferson, or now we're talking 104, Lamb and the 208. And I've said, you know, significantly here, and I've said, like, in a one quarterback league, 109 to like 205, 206 is very similar, you know, and draft capital is going to mean a lot for these guys, but that there is a big tier of that section there once you get past the elite section.
Yeah.
So I don't fault anybody on either side here. If this was the 102, slam dunk. If it's the 103, I think I'm taking it. Right now, this is so close, you know, and I think it's just perception.
I think I do have an opinion on this now. And looking at it, it's hard for me because I'm not in any one quarterback leagues anymore. So, you know, it's sometimes I got to think like, all right, it's one quarterback. How is my value going to be affected by that? But the 104, let's say you get a CD Lamb, you get a Dobbins, all right? That 208, I'm going to tell you, I don't see as much of a difference between the 208 and the 109 just because I love so many receivers in that range.
That's
you got
what
like
I'm saying, yeah.
Gandy Golden and all those guys. So like there is a chance that you get a receiver that's as good or almost as good at 208 as you do 109. So and because you know that top tier is so good and you can get a Dobbins or a Lamb or a Judy if that's your guy. And you're not going to get him at the 107. I got to go that side, the 104.
We've been talking pretty much all offseason that you want to get in that top nine in Superflex. But when you're talking about standard leagues, you want to get in that top six. You know, you take those three quarterbacks out. You want to be in that top six because here you're forced at, you know, you get your leftover running back, whether that be, let's say Akers doesn't go to a sexy landing spot. Let's go, he goes somewhere like Buffalo. Or he goes somewhere where, you know, he's not going to be the bell cow. Or, you know, Edwards-Helaire, I know a lot of people love him, but let's say he doesn't go to Tampa Bay. Let's say he goes somewhere where you don't like him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now all of a sudden, you're pigeonholed as opposed to you move up to that 104, you're in control before the NFL draft, and you can always move back.
Yeah, and the 208, that's a hot spot to get a good quarterback too because you're not giving an early enough pick that you feel bad yeah. about it, but you can take a shot on a guy like I like, Jalen Hurts, who is an amazing running back, and I think he could be good at the next level, like a Lamar Jackson light.
Ooh.
And I stress on the light, okay? I'm stressing on the light.
You just exactly tipped your hand there. You said he's a good running back. You know, that's basically what he is. No, he's actually a good passer as well. And I think you're going to be able to get him in third rounds if he's your guy in that 208.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
I was just talking to you about how I love that late second round in one quarterback because you can get, you know, there's really good quarterbacks there. And like a Lamar Jackson and a one quarterback, is he worthless? No.
No, for sure. The next one is sent in from at ShrootBeatBash, which I'm a big fan of The Office, so love the name. We're looking at Juju or the 108.
Juju and the 108.
Juju and the 108, sorry. Yeah, that's a no-brainer, Juju or the 108. This is a 12-team Superflex. Let's start over here again. 12-team Superflex, Juju 108, or, and this is tight end premium as well, McLaurin, Higbee, and 106.
As much as I like Higby and those guys, I'm going Juju in the 108 all the way on that one.
Yeah, I did too. You know, and this one was 52-48 because a lot of people really love McLaurin, and you know I like him as well. And Higby, if he really needed a tight end, I mean, I would do that. If that was Noah Fant, I'd probably take that side. Higby, again, you know, the name cachet is not the same. You're not going to have that same return value, but he's going to give you some production. And the 106, I clearly like better than the 108. But it's not enough to make the difference for what we both think Juju is, you know, on his way back up.
Absolutely.
You know? So some people don't like Juju, and I can understand that's not a horrible cash out. Again, all these are very fair, but we're just trying to give you our side. This one, big time fan of the show, you know, and we talked to him quite a bit, at Frostfire, said 14-team league. And this one blew my mind, but it was a 14-team Superflex tight end premium. So big league. Kyler Murray, who's everybody's hotness right now, or Zach Ertz, Terry McLaurin, and Debo?
I'm taking, you're probably going to hate me on this one, but I'm taking Kyler.
As am I, but I thought this was the cheapest I have seen.
I thought you were going to take the other side,
no,
to be honest.
This is the cheapest that I've seen a trade for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I like Kyler there.
This is like, you know, Kyler Murray in a super flex team, in a 14 team, is probably going pick five. Maybe pick six. Where those other guys, I mean, what do they fall into? Fourth, fifth round? So you're giving up like three fourth-round picks to get the top five
pick
overall?
Let's not undermine the importance of depth in a 14-team league, but
that
still
was the only thing that it was leaning towards the other way. It's like, okay, I see that.
Right.
But
still,
on the flip
side, do you trust Debo and McLaurin enough to give up Kyler?
Right.
You
know? If one of those guys doesn't pan out, I mean, your depth, okay, you had some depth, now you don't. You know, and now you're talking about Kyler Murray, a guy you can build around in a 14 team. That means there's 28 starting quarterbacks. Your difference of it, let's say he already has Mahomes or something like that, and he's trading for that. Your difference between him as your QB2 and that QB28 is going to be 10 points a week. I mean, it's a big difference.
I mean, at 14 team, you just gave up like the 106 startup for like nothing before the fourth, fifth round there.
Next one from at FF Mercenary. This is three choices, okay? And this is just try to let you guys know what people think of Rookie Fever right now, you know? Keenan Allen, who's 27 years old. He's been a wide receiver one, the last 4 years? We got Allen Robinson. Also, he's 26 years old, coming off a wide receiver 12 overall, or the 107 in a super flex.
And we'll just call that 107 Jerry Jeudy.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do that. You call him that.
I'm going Jerry Jeudy in that one. I think I'm going the 107. I mean, I love Keenan. I'm not a big A-Rob guy. Like I said, I think that other pieces in that offense start to emerge, and he settles in a little bit. Keenan, I do like, especially if in a competing team. But I'm going the 107. I'm going the upside there.
I took Allen Robinson. You know, he's wide receiver 12. He's only 26, coming off almost 100 catch season. I believe in it. I loved him at Penn State. I loved him when Blake Bortles just said, hey, it's slop time. Let's start chucking it. You know, and I feel like if Nick Foles starts, the upside is there for Allen Robinson. He is the alpha on that team, and it's just going to continue to thrive for the next 3 years. I like Jerry Jeudy too, though.
Yeah, so, the reason you brought this, that up is because those are all three pieces that are so close.
And they're super similar, but that's what I'm saying is you have that option. If you're sitting there at the 107 and you're a contending team and you're like, well, dang, I mean, I like Jerry Judy's upside, but I mean, Keenan Allen's going to be a wide receiver one this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Allen Robinson's going to be a wide receiver one this year. That is an option for you. The next one, another guy from our Dynasty Refinery Listener League 2, Mr. Low AHS. I think that's how you pronounce that. He's a 12-team, one quarterback, and this one was pretty fun for me. So it's Michael Thomas, Jonnu Smith, 308, 408. So, yeah, not all that sexy of picks. Or DJ Moore and Travis Kelce.
I'm going DJ Moore and Travis Kelce on that one. I mean, the third round and the fourth round are just kind of toss-ins.
Yeah, forget about them.
Even Jonnu is almost just a toss-in. So Michael Thomas for those two pieces, yeah, I'm taking that. I like Moore's upside just
I'm
like you do.
I'm trying to do the insulated trades for DJ Moore everywhere. I offered a guy Hopkins for Moore in the 109. You know, I'm just trying to get those things because I feel like he jumps into that tier next year and, you know, then you're getting Travis Kelce for free because then we're looking at next year. And now Moore, if Moore puts up, like I'd said in the you know, hot take show, if he puts up 1,500 yards and a top six wide receiver this year, he's –
top
right
five,
up there.
Top five.
You know?
So then you have a top five tight end and a top five receiver
exactly.
For Michael Thomas.
And that's how you cash out and that's how you win. Let's look at some other ones here. Let me talk to you about one I made in a startup draft here in the Ultimate Podcast League. You know, Tim Torch has been collecting, you know, from under the helmet. He's been collecting first round picks. He had six of them. I had three of them. And my team's loaded. You know, I am set at every position. I have four wide receiver ones. I have four running backs who could be seen as RB1s, you know, and I got that slew of young tight ends. But my quarterbacks are Locke and Minshew, who I love them both, but that's not all that super strong, you know, and I traded up for the 101. I gave three random 2021 firsts. If you look at them on paper, it's probably the highest it could be is maybe 107. The other two, I would say, are bottom three picks here. Three random firsts. Let's call them two late, one mid for the 101. You can rip me up on this one, too, if you like it.
I mean, it's the 101. You're getting your guy, whichever, like Taylor or Burrow or, you know, whatever one lands in the spot that you like, you take them. I mean, you're not going to miss on that. I can promise you that. And who knows, if those first are late like you think they are going to be, then that's probably a pretty good trade.
He definitely has the 101 because he has nine firsts and has been trading them all. And another guy in that league, I think, definitely has the 102 because he made some of the most, you know, unconventional trades early on here. He has both of those picks. So, I mean, it could be high. But sometimes, you know, it could, like I said to him, I was like, well, you know, what if one of those becomes the 101? And he's like, what if all three of them become the 10, 11, 12, you know? And that's a risk that you take. It's not normally a risk that I take, but it was just something fun in a startup. Now he's got nine firsts, which is, that breaks my record. Mine was eight, you know, and I thought that was sexy. But it's an interesting trade, just something I thought, you know, bring up there where I potentially could trade that back and turn that into multiple firsts. You know, you could probably get, we talked about this earlier, what were we saying? 107 and 109 for the 101 is probably fair, you know, and if I wanted to build some depth and trade back and get Jeudy and Herbert, so be it, you know, but it gives you different options. Let's see if we have any more here off the page that I missed. Is there any trades you want to talk about that you've been wheeling and dealing left and right here, you know, and now's the time where
I'll ask you what you think of some of the trades that I've made.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, one trade I made in a league that we're in together was, I believe it was Joe Mixon, I received for the 104, Justice Hill, and what else did I give up? The 303.
I know it very well because I was also talking to the same owner at the same time making some offers. So I slam accept on Joe Mixon's side. You know, Joe Mixon's worth more than the 101 to me. You know, right. If he holds out, that burns. I mean, that burns hard. But he's worth more than the 101 to me. I would say maybe 102 Justice Hill and 303 I would consider. You know, and I feel like that's pretty even. I feel like you win this side. The only way, you know, and everybody wants one of those top four picks. So he's going to get Burrow to a Swift or Taylor. And who knows, long term, that could really pan out for him. And he might be higher on Justice Hill than other people are, you know. It's not the kind of – if I'm giving up the 104, I probably want a late first in value on top of that, you know, in my estimation.
Yeah. I'm just trying to look here if I can find any others quick because I can't remember them off the top of my head. You kind of put me on the spot here, Mike. I don't know. You got any trades while I look?
I've been wheeling and dealing in the startup here so much that, you know, it's just a lot of it, and startup trades are totally different, you know, obviously than our rookie drafts. But the point of the show is that basically you have options. You know, everyone feels like these are my picks. I got to be pigeonholed in this area. You know, like these are the people that I should be picking. You have endless options. You really do. Like you, when you're on the clock, when you're sitting there, you know, we're talking about how, you know, Ivan made the deal of 107 and 109 for Jacobs. You might be able to get Judy at 107, and at 109, you might be able to flip one, or at 109, you might be able to flip for Melvin Gordon. And now Melvin Gordon has that similar type season that Josh Jacobs is going to have, and you get Jerry Jeudy on top of it, and you win long term. There's so many different ways to win when you're talking about rookie picks. Don't just think it has to be one thing or the other. You know, it has to be, I have to take this guy. Put it on the clock, you know. Don't trade rookie picks before. Right now is not the time to trade any of your rookie picks. You know, because you're probably going, unless you get an overpay.
Unless you get paid, yeah.
If you get an overpay, like Mixon in the 104, then I'd do it. But at this point, I'm not trading any of those top five, six guys in a super flex. You know, I might consider some of those later ones. One that is on the table right now for me is, you know, the super flex 106 and Darius Geis or Leonard Fournette. You know, and I personally am not trading that 106 yet because those landing spots are going to be good, you know, and that's not something that I'm really trying to do right now. I would trade 7, 8, 9, you know, in that range, you know, if you feel like that's something that you can go with.
I got one more for you here. I found it. I was trying to find this one because it was an interesting one. All right. I received Austin Eckler, Michael Gallup, Auden Tate for David Montgomery, the 112 and a 21 first, which I think will be mid. There's a chance it could be earlier. It's right in that mid to early-ish range. So what do you think about that one?
Well, I love Gallup. So, I mean, he's probably worth the 109. You said 109?
The 112.
112. He's worth more than the 112. And what was the other piece on that side? 21 first, 112, and David Montgomery?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's got to be the Eckler and Gallup side. I mean, Austin Eckler's way over. I mean, I wouldn't trade you him for Montgomery and the 112, to be honest. So that means you're getting Gallup. You know, Auden Tate's just kind of a throw-in. Yeah. But that means you're getting Michael Gallup for a first round pick next year. That's random. And when you can get a 24-year-old future stud wide receiver for a random first, you do it. You know, that's my estimation on that.
All right.
So. All right. We just wanted to share that with you guys. You know, you can always find us on Twitter. And you guys have been showing some love here. You know, as far as follows go, I know Jared's account at Dynasty Refinery has gone up by over 100 in the last week. You know, and myself at Dynasty _ Dad FF has gone up by similar as well because, you know, we were doing some things there where you guys as a community were saying, you know, some of the accounts that you guys respect. And we totally appreciate that. Looking for some more iTunes, you know, reviews. I feel like we never get any unless we ask for them. So if you guys can do that, you know, if you appreciate the show, you know, put a shout out in here. We're talking about, you know, next week getting a big time guest on here. And, you know, in the next couple of weeks, if COVID-19 ever, you know, dies down and we go back to work, maybe we could get, you know, some jersey giveaways and some things like that. So
also, if you pop on my Twitter, at Dynasty Refinery, you can see me wearing a cheerleader getup, you know, because I lost our challenge. So if you haven't checked that out or didn't know about it, Some head over there.
Some of the guys have been messaging me, and they're a little, unfortunately, one guy said he was a little aroused by it.
Oh, yeah, that was,
I'm not sure.
That was alarming.
You know, you do look like one of the Tiger King's husbands. You know,
I do.
Like it's with that outfit, and I believe you actually said that yourself.
I
thought that was perfect. You know, it's a very, you got the tattoo and the biceps popping out of the cheerleading outfit. You know, it's a good look.
My teeth are a little better than those methods.
Yeah,
but no, other than that, yeah, I got the look.
Oh, wish they put another Tiger King episode in. You know, they had released it there. Where are they now for everybody, you know?
I don't know if you saw that. I actually was watching on Hulu they were dissecting it and trying to say what really happened that you didn't see behind the scenes. And I was working on that. You know, the kids were kind of interrupting me a little bit. There was a lot of bleeping out, so I had to keep turning it off. But I'm getting through that. It was interesting.
It was like a train wreck. You had to watch it. You know, you watch the first episode, and then you're like, I didn't realize, you know, it didn't seem like it was that bad. Then you get to, like, episode three, and you're like, oh my, this is rough.
Yeah, like, how does this all happen in real life to somebody?
It's crazy. Like some guys' rookie drafts. You know, round one, you can't mess that up too bad. But then you get into the second, third round, you're like, what is he doing? Why would you take that guy? All right. So, you know, guys, looking forward to the NFL draft. Looking forward to, you know, interacting with you guys even more. And, hit us up on Twitter. And wake up and rise and refine those dynasty rosters.